Welcome to day 117 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries. Today we will be reading 1 Chronicles chapter 6 from the New American Standard Bible. And in this chapter we see the genealogy of the priestly line, or those who are descendants of the sons of Levi, who will be called Levites and will serve the Lord in the tabernacle and in the temple, and be the ones who are to carry and preserve the worship of the Lord as prescribed by God. So that's what we're going to see today in 1 Chronicles chapter 6. So we are beginning the reading at verse 1. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. And the sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas, and Phinehas became the father of Abishua, and Abishua became the father of Buki, and Buki became the father of Uzi. And Uzi became the father of Zerahiah, and Zerahiah became the father of Meraoth, and Meraoth became the father of Amariah, and Amariah became the father of Ahitub, and Ahitub became the father of Zadok, and Zadok became the father of Ahimaaz, and Ahimaaz became the father of Azariah, and Azariah became the father of Johanan. And Johanan became the father of Azariah. It was he who served as the priest in the house which Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azariah became the father of Amariah. And Amariah became the father of Ahitub. And Ahitub became the father of Zadok. And Zadok became the father of Shallum. And Shallum became the father of Hilkiah. And Hilkiah became the father of Azariah. And Azariah became the father of Seraiah. And Seraiah became the father of Jehozadak. And Jehozadak went along when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem away into exile by Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershom: Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. And these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers' households: of Gershom, Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zimah his son, Joah his son, Edo his son, Zerah his son, Jeatherai his son. The sons of Kohath were Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Asir his son, Elkanah his son, Ebiasaph his son, and Asir his son, Tehath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. The sons of Elkanah were Amasai and Ahimoth. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah were Zophai his son, and Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son. The sons of Samuel were Joel the firstborn and Abijah the second. The sons of Merari were Mahli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzzah his son, Shimeah his son, Haggai his son, Asahiah his son. Now these are those whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark rested there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they served in their office according to their order. These are those who served with their sons. From the sons of the Kohathites were Heman, the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toah, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahath, the son of Asir, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. Heman's brother Asaph stood at his right hand, even Asaph the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Baasiah, the son of Melchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimah, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. On the left hand were their kinsmen, the sons of Merari: Ethan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluk, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Mali, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their kinsmen, the Levites, were appointed for all the service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons offered on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Buki his son, Uzi his son, Zerahiah his son, Meraioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. Now these are their settlements according to their camps within their borders. To the sons of Aaron of the family of the Kohathites, for theirs was the first lot, to them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its pasture lands around it. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron they gave the following cities of refuge: Hebron, Libna, also with its pasture lands, Jatir, Eshtemoah, with its pasture lands, Hillen, with its pasture lands, Debir, with its pasture lands, Ashan, with its pasture lands, and Beth Shemesh, with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba, with its pasture lands, Alameth, with its pasture lands, Anathoth, with its pasture lands. All their cities throughout their families were 13 cities. Then to the rest of the sons of Kohath were given by lot, from the family of the tribe, from the half tribe, the half of Manasseh, 10 cities. To the sons of Gershom, according to their families, were given from the tribe of Issachar, and from the tribe of Asher, the tribe of Naphtali, and the tribe of Manasseh, 13 cities in Bashan. To the sons of Merari were given by lot, according to their families, from the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. So the sons of Israel gave to the Levites the cities with their pasture lands. They gave by lot from the tribe of the sons of Judah, the tribe of the sons of Simeon, and the tribe of the sons of Benjamin, these cities which are mentioned by name. Now, some of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their territory from the tribe of Ephraim. They gave to them the following cities of refuge: Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim with its pasture lands, Gezer also with its pasture lands, Jokmeam with its pasture lands, Beth Horon with its pasture lands, Aijalon with its pasture lands, and Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands. And from the half-tribe of Manasseh, Aner with its pasture lands, Bileam with its pasture lands, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath. To the sons of Gershom were given, from the family of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with its pasture lands, and Ashtaroth with its pasture lands, and from the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh with its pasture lands, Dabaroth with its pasture lands, and Ramoth with its pasture lands, Anem with its pasture lands, and from the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Hukok with its pasture lands, and Rahab with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, Haman with its pasture lands, and Kiriathaim with its pasture lands. To the rest of the Levites, the sons of Merari were given, from the tribe of Zebulun, Rimono with its pasture lands, Tabor with its pasture lands, and beyond the Jordan at Jericho on the east side of the Jordan were given them, from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with its pasture lands, Jazah with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephath with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its pasture lands, Mahanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jazer with its pasture lands. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's scripture reading, we find the genealogy of the priestly line, meaning those who were the sons of Levi, who were appointed by the Lord to serve as priests and attendants in the temple or the tabernacle of the Lord in order to lead the people of Israel in worship. And that's what 1 Chronicles chapter 6 gives us, is the actual genealogy, the family line from the sons of Levi. And I want to talk to you today about the meaning of the Levites, the Levitical priests, and what that means to us today as New Testament believers. First of all, the fact that the Old Testament really emphasizes the listing or the genealogical lines of the people of Israel and really makes an emphasis of bringing this to us is important to understand, because God was setting aside a certain people group, a chosen generation, a chosen people for himself, known as the Israelites. And God was using the Israelites as an example to the whole world, as a people that were set apart for God. The Lord wanted to demonstrate through the separation of Israel from all other nations on the earth as how people who were honoring, loving, and dedicated to God were to be in the world. And then you take the tribe of Levi, which was one of the 12 sons of Israel, also known as Jacob until his name was changed to Israel. God separated the sons of Levi to be dedicated wholly to the Lord in worship. In a way, you could say that the tribe of Levi was a tithe of all the people of Israel. It was really 1/12, since there were 12 sons, 1/12, the tithe, when it refers to giving and putting aside a tithe of your wealth, of your first fruits, it's 1/10. But in a sense, you could say that the Levitical tribe, or all the sons of Levi and its descendants, were a tithe of the people, so that they were separated completely to the Lord. And you may remember in the book of Numbers, when we read that the Lord had an inheritance for each of the 12 tribes, except for the tribe of Levi. all the other tribes were to receive land inheritance or territorial inheritance in the promised land. But the tribe of Levi was not to receive any territory or land inheritance, so to speak, but instead the Lord was their inheritance. And that speaks to us today as followers of Christ Jesus, that the Lord doesn't want us to emphasize having a worldly inheritance. Not that it's unwise or in any way forbidden to invest wisely with your money and that sort of thing, but God never intended for that to be our main focus or emphasis. We are to be like the Levites, the sons of Levi, those who are set apart for service to God, to make the Lord our inheritance, to make the Lord our focus, our treasure among all the treasures of the earth. Some interesting facts about the priestly line or the sons of Levi and what their duties were include the fact that those Levites who were direct descendants of Aaron were the only ones who would serve as actually priests doing the service of the temple or the tabernacle. They were the only ones that could go and offer the sacrifices, go into the most holy place. They would serve only as the priests, only those who are descended from Aaron. Aaron was one of the grandsons of Levi. All the other descendants of Levi who were not from Aaron's family line would serve as Levites who would have other duties, such as there was the Levites who were assigned specifically to packing up, so to speak, and moving the tabernacle of Moses. They were going to carry the tent of meeting. They were going to carry the articles for service, the candlesticks, the bread, basins and bowls, and all the things used in tabernacle service. They would carry the table of showbread. And there were other duties. Some of the Levites would serve as scribes and accountants and those who'd keep track of all the offerings and all of the supplies, such as the flour and the oil and the things used in the offerings. Then later on, David assigned additional duties to the Levites by assigning certain ones among the Levites to serve as musicians and singers. Asaph is mentioned in the book of Psalms as being one who most likely wrote several of the Psalms. Heman is mentioned, and he was a singer for David in the tabernacle of David. In 1 Chronicles 6:31, we see this mentioned. Now these are those whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark rested there. They ministered with song before the tabernacle of the tent of meeting until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And they served in their office according to their order. These are those who served with their sons. From the sons of the Kohathites were Heman the singer. And then it goes on to mention many others who had this same appointment in the tabernacle for the service of song in the house of the Lord. So they had a specific gifting as musicians and singers to bring worship to the Lord. Today we see worship leaders in our churches, and they are in a way taking up that same calling as these that David appointed to be over the service of song in the house of the Lord. These were all Levites, descendants from the tribe of Levi. But what does all of this speak to us today in our generation? Well, we see in the book of Revelation that the Lord has said to his people in Revelation 1:6 that he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. In Revelation 5:10 it says, you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God. So we see this reference that God's people today were all to become a kingdom of priests, that that was our calling universally, and that it was no longer restricted to a certain group within a certain tribe. And that's the calling today, that we are to be kings and priests unto the Lord, and that all of us are to bring our worship to the Lord. All of us are to bring sacrifices to the Lord. All of us are to bring offerings to the Lord. All of us are to bring songs, hymns, spiritual songs to the Lord in worship. And this is important for us to know today. In the past, and even currently, we see in churches that there's such a division between those who are considered the priests or the ministers and what is often referred to as the laity. In other words, those who aren't appointed as priests or ministers. And the Lord has changed things in the New Testament. We're no longer under an Old Testament or Old Covenant. We're in a new covenant where all of us are to be priests unto the Lord, where all of us are to be worshipers unto the Lord. All of us are to bring our offerings and our gifts before the Lord without the need for someone between us and God, because Jesus Christ has come as our great high priest and has stood between us and the Father. And therefore, we can bring our offerings, our worship, our songs unto the Lord without needing an intermediary, because Christ has become that intermediary for us. So you need to begin to look at yourself as a priest unto the Lord. The Old Testament spoke to us about God setting apart a people to himself who were supposed to preserve the revelation of God for the whole world until God sent his only Son. And that Son said that he would draw all men to himself. And instead of being united by a human ancestor, say all of us through the lineage of Abraham or something, instead we are now united by a genealogy of having become a child of God through a spiritual rebirth, making all of us sons of God and priests unto the Lord. So we live in this New Testament time, a New Testament revelation, and a New Testament assignment for all who have given their lives to Christ to be priests unto the Lord, those who bring worship, those who bring honor to the Lord, and who share that revelation with others. So go about your business as priests unto the Lord, bringing both worship and offerings, and also being ones who share about the revelation of the goodness of God through his Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you and give you a victorious week.